Can you feel it? I can. It's good. Yeah. Now move with it. Everybody that's on the dance floor, I want you to put your hands together and just move your hips from side to side. Yeah, that's it. You got it. I want you to get on down with it. Yeah, can you feel that? You gotta ride it, baby. It's good to me.
Keep the fire burning.
I know you feel it. Come on. Get up now. Listen.
Good right now, Studebaker Hawk, keeping that fire burning in the mix till 6 a.m. right here, Cosmic Slop, WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond.
You gotta give it up, gotta give it up. Keep it burning. Don't let it get cold, baby. I'm warning you.
Everybody. sugar, you wanna dance?
What?
I said, do you wanna dance?
No comprende.
Oh, come on, baby. All you gotta do is move your feet.
No, no sé.
Oh, come on, girl.
What's Let's your, your name?
My name is Ken. It's yours, baby.
No, no, make love. Me don't make love.
You don't make love?
No, no dance.
Why not?
No.
No dance?
No, I like
Oh, come on,
love.
Girl. Just move your feet.
No.
Come
well,
on.
Okay. Now?
Yeah, now, baby.
Okay.
Love the way you move.
Okay. No comprende mucho, pero bailar un poco.
Oh, can you comprende? Let's make love.
Yes? Love?
Yes. Love.
When?
Anytime.
Tonight?
You ready, baby? Tonight.
Let's go.
Thank you.
over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is Michael Murphy reminding you that Mellow Madness is on WRIR every Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3 p.m. We'll be playing all kinds of soul, jazz, and funk records from around the world. Mellow Madness on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, it is really?
Yeah. All right, so here we are, Cosmic Slop, starting off the last hour in like a couple minutes. I love this record. I love this record so much.
Terrier kills it.
I love this guy. I like all of his edits too. He seems like, I don't know, I'd like to meet him. I'd like to go to his party. I don't...
Oh, he came to Boston. It was 2011.
Yeah.
And he's one of the most flawless DJs I've ever seen. He was just killing it. I think he was playing CDJs at the time, but he was just... And then most of the tracks were actually edits. But yeah, just no flubs ever, and everything was crazy mixes, and everything was forever. And, you know, he's just that guy. He's got the touch. I feel he's really one of the masters of the edit. He'll take a song, and he'll just touch it in the way that you want it to. Sometimes he won't do very much, and sometimes he'll completely rework a song and take a song you didn't really like and turn it into something like, whoa, like you did with like Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sick of that song, but his edit is beautiful. Or like what he did with I Want Your Love by Chic. A perfect song already, but he just made it. It's like, now I only play his version.
Oh, really?
And it's just, he just stretched it out in the right way. Or Sweet Dynamite, which is on like the B to his version of I Want Your Love.
Uh-huh.
That he just cut it in the way, like, he cut out the vocals. And I kind of like the vocals, so sometimes I play the original, but I really like the way he cut it. Or his, you know, his version of Superstition I play constantly.
Yeah. What is it? He did a version of Age of Aquarius from George Shearing. Oh, I like a lot.
I brought that.
Oh, great.
That's George Shearing? I didn't know who did that.
Yeah, yeah. That's originally what it is, and it's a great original, but I mean, of course, he does it up for the dance floor and everything.
I play that so often because not only is it great the way, like, the speed that he cut it at,
yeah.
but you can speed that up or slow it down, and it still sounds great far away from the normal speed, and since it's, like, mostly drums, it goes underneath anything. I play that a lot, actually.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think that whole George Shearing album is like, there's a cover of The World is a Ghetto.
Wow.
Something else.
Love that song.
Yeah, it's a pretty good album. It's like one of the only few of his I have.
Do you have George Benson did a version of that, right? Or did he write it?
No, George Benson didn't do World is the Ghetto. It's, Oh, maybe it is World is the Ghetto.
It's been in my want list for a while. I don't. And maybe I'm mixing it up. I tend to do that. But is that originally War?
Yeah, that is originally okay. War. That is a War track.
I wasn't sure who did it first. I'm pretty... Either I'm mixing it up, but I believe George Benson does a really nice version of that.
Oh, no. It's. I think it is The World is the Ghetto. I was confusing it with... what's the other one? Slipping into Darkness.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a couple really great covers of. I know there's a Sly Dunbar... version of that I like a lot.
Oh, I haven't heard that at all.
Yeah, actually, a guy on Sunday on the station, Charles Williams, he plays it every so often. I think that's probably one of the first times I heard it.
Love Sly Dunbar. When you're hot, you're hot. So where are we? Richmond, Virginia. Cosmic Slop.
Yeah, Cosmic Slop.
So thank you for having me here in Richmond.
Thank you for being here. You got to check out some of the record stores in Richmond. You pretty happy with the digs in Richmond?
Yeah, it was just, I stopped in Plan 9 real quick today. Just picked up a few things. I passed on, but if diggers want to find it, there's a Zlotne record, the Hungarian funky lady. They've got it in there. I didn't grab it. It's not my favorite Zlotne, but it does have some grooves on it. And so I left that in Plan 9 for all you. You can slither down to beat the Record Store Day crowd.
Oh, it's going to be madness.
Oh, wait, no. Record Store Day.
Saturday.
Saturday, not
it's,
tomorrow.
It's Record Store Day Eve, so all the record nerds aren't going to sleep tonight because they're excited. But let me pause real quick, remind you, it's WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. And speaking of Record Store Day, we've got DJs that are going to be all the stores at Plan 9, at Deep Groove, at Steady Sounds, and of course Turnstile will have some DJs as well. So make sure we have a crawl going on, a Record Store Day crawl. There's going to be a prize. We can win limited releases from each of the stores. You can find information about it on our website, wrir.org. We're all big music nerds, obviously, a bunch of, you know, record folks. So we even though Record Store Day is kind of, you know, it's like Valentine's Day. It's like all those holidays where, like, Record Store Day is every day. Like,
it's every day for me.
Yeah, it's like
I just live in records.
Like, the record store is open. That's a holiday. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely one of those people. I wish there was a record store that was open 24 hours. I would run it if I could manage to get
my house.
Yeah, right.
There's a record store open 24 hours in Boston. Well, any hour that I'm awake. I'm often awake at 6 a.m. doing that.
Yeah, that's right. You stay up real late. You're tired now, but you stay up real late pricing records like the night before a show or something, right?
Oh, yeah. I do the foolish.
I mean, but shows are the same way. It's like Christmas Eve. You get all early. You get to go hang out with all your record nerd friends. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's true. A part of, you know, I'm a record dealer and, you know, from Boston, Mass. If, you know, the listening audience, nice to meet y'all, Studebaker Hawk. And it's true, it's a community. We get to go see everybody and then we get to, you know, go out and have a drink afterwards. And it's fun. We're all up at the crack of dawn, lugging all the records. And then, you know, we get to dig through each other's stuff and it's a lot of great guys, but that's our scene up in the Northeast. I don't even know you guys' scene down here.
Well, there's one show in Richmond. There's a couple happening actually next week. One in Charlottesville on Saturday. One in Roanoke on Sunday. I've heard good things about the Charlottesville show. Haven't made it. The DC show is like the big regional show for us. There are some good shows in Carolina, but the DC one is, I guess, you know, reminds me a lot of what I got to see when I was in Boston. Mm-hmm. It's good times all around. I mean, it's what the record store used to be, was just the hangout and the place you saw your friends and you're like, oh, this record, have you checked it out? Or do you know this record? I don't know.
Yeah, I've always dreamed kind of opening a store, but then I wouldn't be able to dip off to Richmond at any given moment just for why not.
Trust the kids to misprice the disco rare or something.
Well,
like.
Of course. Everybody's going to get some stuff wrong. I promise you I get some stuff wrong. People have snapped things from me and flipped them for 10 times the cost. It's all right. It's the way it goes.
Right. I mean, but at the end of the day, that's the thing. It's weird thinking about records, how often you price a record based on how you like it or how you don't like it. And we're all guilty of it. But I mean, that's kind of what it's about, I guess, is the music. And like that sort of quality analysis rather than like, oh, it's a money record. So because it's a money record, it's a good record, not it's a good record, so it's in demand. I don't know.
I mean, it's true. This dollar records is good, well, actually far better than those $500 records. But it's all about opinion, of course. It's all about taste.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I've definitely run into it now and then where something just like, no, that's good. That I'm not going to give that away for $2. But at the same time, I try to stay relatively close to, you know, the going market of anything at the moment. But, you know, I then again, I drop the prices. If it's not selling, I just drop prices regularly.
Yeah, I'm going to go,
if I have, you know, 45 minutes tomorrow, I'm about to drop a bunch of prices on Discogs. So.
Well, it's interesting to see, too, what has a consistent price maybe from city to city and what might be cheap in one city or, you know, in a certain store. I mean, you know, especially being a dance DJ, like 12 inches are usually, that's what the dollar bin's full of in some stores.
Yeah, it depends on the store. It depends if there's DJs buying them. You know, it's certainly a lot of it. You know, in a store that doesn't think they can sell it, they're going to put everything cheap. And vice versa. If people are hounding them for it, then they're probably not going to sell it cheap. So, I don't know. We'll find the diamonds in the rough.
Yeah. Well, I think we've nerded out enough about record dealings. No, I mean, at least for the audience, we can keep the conversation going. What do we got queued up next?
I already switched it. We got Chili's version of For Your Love, the classic Yardbirds, track redone in the disco spectrum. I'll tell you what's the number? If nerds want a nerd, feel free to toss the number out to them.
804-649-9737 is the studio phone line. It's 804-649-9737. You don't have to be a record nerd. Just give us a shout. Let us know what you're doing, whether you're getting ready to start your day or you're winding down. And we'd be happy to chat you up as we keep the music coming at you the next 53 minutes.
Give up. Under the human man. for its workers. The Dutch manufacturers put a considerable amount of work toward the base, as well as shipping in the equipment needed to refine the drugs. The brains behind the operation were said to be Colombia's wealthy drugs mafia. Men were caught in the raid. I'm forced to abandon the plane camouflaged among the... Some experts say that cocaine, not coffee, is the biggest export earner in the country.
Friday morning, Record Store Day Eve, Studebaker Hawk in the mix. Next 29 minutes right here in Richmond on WRIR LP 97.3 FM. What's going on, buddy? You hanging in there?
I'm doing my best. I hope you're awake, Richmond. I'm not really. I'm doing my best to keep the blends as smooth as possible in my bleary-eyed...
Blair-eyed?
Half of a... It could be.
Smoothest cat I know here.
Yeah, I hope you all getting ready, getting excited for all, you know.
Start camping out.
There you go. I'm sure there's sales at the stores. There is, of course, many releases coming out new to Record Store Day. I saw today in Plan 9 that they had all of their back stock that they somehow still have from last Record Store Day, all the Record Store Day releases, the ones that are still left around. There will be new ones, come Saturday.
you have anything you're looking forward to as far as Record Store Day releases?
I'm going to be completely honest. I haven't even looked. I have no idea what's coming out. But if we can hit the stores at some point, I'd like to look.
Oh, definitely. Not early. I mean, unless you want to do early. Oh, no.
Well, we're doing our thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Mystery thing. You got to call in to know about it. We will have records.
Yeah. We'll be doing our own celebration, I suppose. Well, I guess while we're here, let me just remind everybody, broadcast of WRIR. It's made possible in part by Steady Sounds in Richmond at 322 West Broad Street, on Facebook at Steady Sounds, and on the web at steadysounds.com. Steady Sounds buys and sells vinyl records and supports WRIR music programs, especially programs featuring vinyl phonograph recordings. Like this one, where it's nothing but records each and every week. 3 hours of late night vinyl groove.
We're welcoming you to the Pleasure Dome.
The Record Dome.
Yeah, if Frankie Goes to Hollywood is welcoming you. We just had Sandy Martin before that with White Storm in the Jungle.
Harry Thurman before that.
Yeah, Harry Thurman. I'm going to send that Harry Thurman out to Marathon Edits out in Hong Kong. Maybe he's listening, because for him it's not a crazy hour of the morning. For him it's, evening.
Technically it's still crazy hour of the night.
It kind
of
is, actually. But he may be up.
You didn't get your disco nap in.
I did not get my disco nap. I'll be catching the disco nap post party. And so, yeah, shout out to Marathon Edits, who I completely stole this track from. And that's the inspiration of us coming together to become Harry Juman, where we will be dropping some edits upon the world. And then coming up next, we'll be going more to that side of the world. We'll be dropping a Japanese jam. What's her name? Minako Yoshida. So coming up next is Minako Yoshida with Town.
Yeah, stay tuned. Till 6.
Down.
apparently this next track is really, really smooth. So we're taking it there, wind you down. Last 15 minutes, because I know Mr. Phil D, when he's in at 6, will be bringing in the craziness. So hope you enjoy. Studebaker Hawk finishing up his mix. I'll throw a couple records in there for you. Oh, yeah.
Now and then I
one last record for you right here. Maria Minerva. Some record nerdery going on in the background. Folks who knew each other through the interwebs. The joy of electronic communication.
The joy of records.
The joy of records. Happy Record Store Day is every day, everybody. I hope y'all go to the record store today and you buy something awesome. Or you just get turned on to stuff. There's no third mic. It's...
Let's be the Beatles. Let's all get around one mic. See if we can taste each other's spit.
That last track, by the way, was called More Special Kisses. So maybe that's Dreamboat.
Ooh, there we go.
Group from Cosmic Chronic out of Miami. This is Maria Minerva right here. I said that already, but I gotta say it again because big fan. 100% Silk. Maria Minerva?
Oh, yeah.
No, third time's a charm. Yeah. Actually, she does a track on the new Pharaohs record, also on 100% Silk, and it's really amazing. Magnificent Feet, I believe. No, maybe not. Majestic. No, Magnificent. It's definitely Magnificent Feet. Seek it out. And with that, stay tuned. Six to eight.
What's coming up next?
Breakfast Blend with Phil D.
Woo!
He's going to fill the void the next 2 hours.
He's going to fill the void. Yes. Well, thank you all for having me, Richmond. Happy to be here. Maybe someday in the not-so-distant future, I will come back to grace your lovely state.
Please do.
And see what records I bring then.
Maybe the pollen will be gone by then.
Which now?
The pollen.
Oh, no. My car looks horrible. I need to wash that thing so bad. After the first night in Alexandria, it was... My car has never been that dirty. And now it's gotten worse.
Yeah. It's no point in washing it while you're still here.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat radio station. Actually, there's no bats involved. But cats. Yes.
There's always cats involved.
Go figure, right? All right, thanks again. We'll see you next week.
So when I saw these bones, I knew that was going to be a problem.